Second one. That one is a lion in an oasis. The other one is the milk in the pot. That one is a lion, which is an animal. The other one is a lion that's coming from animal. You see how it is? This is why that one of the reasons that language is so poetic. If you say, "When one shir is kadam mikhorad, van digar shir is kadam mikhorad. When one shir is andar badiye, van digar shir is andar badiye. When one shir is kaz hayvan bovad, van one shir is kaz hayvan bovad." So, the language is very tricky. And all the poets, they play with that. Here, Rumi is playing with this. First, he started to change the direction. First, that he was talking in general, then it came to you. Suddenly, it went down to him. That, oh my heart, you will be nasty if you differentiate between the catastrophe and the joy. Then here is something that even Iranians, they think about it twice to get it. گر مرادت را مذاق شکر است بی مرادی نه مراد دلبر است. Means if you like the sweetness, normally, isn't that the case that the beloved wants you not to have any preference here? Because when you're in love, you cannot afford to have preferences. If you're in love, they ask you, what kind of drink do you like? What do you say?
Whatever.
The kind that pleases my beloved. My beloved is somewhere else. I wanted to choose a drink. I'll imagine which one I'm having in my hand. And if my beloved knows that this is in my hand, prefers it. That's my preference. You see, really I lose my preferences. But do I lose it? That's the point now. The argument is, do I lose my preferences or I get a better one? I prefer what is have. At the end, don't forget we're talking about the have as beloved, right? So, I don't go for my personal desire in heart, I go for just and justice. What's wrong with that? Who could say that I lost my preferences? I found a better base for it. Because it is my beloved, because it's perfect to me. So I'm perfecting my choices by giving up my choices. That's how it works. When I believe in him, when I believe in him as the source of goodness, and I give up my choices and I choose whatever he chooses, am I giving up something or am I gaining something? The preferences in me are personal, local, and temporary. His preferences is universal and they are valid for eternity. You see what the difference is here? But talking about it now is a little bit radical. Yes, let's hear the rest of it.
Every star of his is the blood price of 100 new moons. It is lawful for him to shed the blood of the world. We gained the price and the blood price. We hastened to gamble our soul away. Oh, the life of lovers consists in death. Thou wilt not win the heart except in losing thine own.
This is the best way he could really put it in a nutshell. All the story we're talking about, that the parrot and love and all that, is that, listen, Without this parrot dying, you will not find the real life. So the life of a lover is in this death. You remember, he is the only poet who dared to say, die, die, die. When you die from this, you will find the other one. So here you see, the amazing thing is the way we put it. How could you become a lover? How do you become a lover? Beloved will steal your heart. You see? It is hard with losing your heart to become a lover. You will not find your heart except when it is stolen from you. Because if it is not stolen from you, you are heartless. Yeah. You see what the irony is? You will not find in the heart. You will find it only when you are in love. When you're not in love, you're heartless. So you will not find it. You're looking for your heart. You will find it when you are in love. Means you will find your heart when your heart is the boss, not your brain. That's the difference. Yes?
I sought his heart with 100 airs and graces. He made excuses to me in disdain. I said, after all, this mind and soul are drowned in thee. Begone, said he, begone. Do not chant these spells over me. Do not I know what thought thou hast conceived? Be thou who hast seen double, O thou who hast seen double, how hast thou regarded the beloved? O gross-spirited one, thou hast held me in light esteem because thou hast bought me very cheaply.
Okay. Does it make any sense to you? I don't know, because my English is not that good here. Because the Persian one is something really. Suddenly, Rumi was talking in general. Then he came to the local. Then he talked to himself. Now he's talking to the beloved. And he is telling you a story that, okay, we argue, me and beloved. The argument is this: I tried to convince my beloved that I'm in love with you. The beloved would bring some excuse. I say, oh, believe me that I'm deep down submerged in your love. You don't get it, do you? Because as long as you say me and you, you bring in the separation. Because you are Dodide. Dodide is something that he talked before, remember? Cross-eyed. Cross-eyed is sometimes called Dodide. He said, because you have crossed eye, you will see this oneness as two. And you know why you're doing this, you silly one? Because you got it cheap. Yeah, you didn't pay the price for love. It just happened to you. Because love happens in the heart when beloved decides to enter the house. We just, all the effort we do looks like cleaning a little bit this house. Maybe that will increase the chance of it. But love is not something you learn. Will happen to you. When it happened to you, you don't know the real value of it. Because you got it for free.